Jordan is so chilly. An encounter with Lillian Smith.
Yes.
What will we encounter regarding Lillian Smith?
I hope you encounter what I did when I was asked to do this and started doing research. I hope you encounter a completely charming woman with all the demeanor that you might expect of a true Southern lady, but that actually turns out to be a facade for a raging radical.
Strange Fruit was written 70 years ago.
It was published in 1944. When she first started writing it, she said she just wanted to write a simple story about what life was like in a small Southern town when she was growing up. And it turned into a story about a white man and a black woman who loved each other. It was extraordinarily controversial.
It was banned?
Yes, it was banned. It was banned in Boston, but of course that contributed to its enormous sales all over the country. That was a big help, as a matter of fact. It was banned. It was banned on the grounds of obscenity, but to be truthful about it, I think the obscenity ban was a smokescreen for the content. You know, when you look at what is in the book, it's hard for me to, the book is gorgeous. It's a brilliant book. And for me, if you, any Georgian who knows about Flannery O'Connor, Alice Walker, or Margaret Mitchell should be speaking Lillian Smith in the same breath, because the work in the book, I mean, all content, as radical content aside, it's just poetically gorgeous.
Well, why do you think she faded from view? In, you know, Flannery O'Connor.
I can tell you.
Has not.
Well, a lot of it had to do with what I talk about in the play.
Ah.
Which is, as she said, the South was very proud that it never banned my book, but it did worse. It smothered it. And that's much more effective than banning. I use in the play some quotes from an editorial that was in the Atlanta Constitution. The writer excoriated her for being, in his words, a trillion light years to the left of center on racial matters. And so her books were not sold in the stores. They were not reviewed in the newspapers. They were not given, when they were in the stores, they were hidden under the counter and people had to ask for them. And one lady in Clayton said, yeah, we read it, but we passed it around town in a paper bag. She was considered just anathema because of the way of her outspoken quality about things that people didn't talk about and would not accept.
Brenda, many people know the title Strange Fruit from mm-hmm. Billie Holiday's song. Mm-hmm. What's the relationship?
Well, Lillian declares that there is not a direct relationship. And in fact, the Billie Holiday song Strange Fruit has to do with lynching. And Lillian explained that she, some time before that song had come out, it was really coincidental, she had written an essay for some publication in which she talked about something she felt very strongly about, that segregation was equally damaging to both black people and white people, that white people were terribly damaged by holding these prejudices. And she talked about that so much. And she referred to these people, that we are the strange fruit, that we are damaged by holding these dreadful views, and that makes us the strange fruit of this policy and of the way things are. And so it turned out to be coincidental. I'm sure that perhaps that phrase in both, who, I mean, it was probably floating around in the ether as, and plucked by different people, the songwriter and Lillian Smith, as a way to give a graphic picture of the point they were trying to make. And certainly it did. And in fact, the reason I call the piece this is Jordan Is So Chilly was actually her choice of title for Strange Fruit, and it was her publisher who wanted it changed.
How did you assemble this into a play?
The real gold mine of information is in the collection of her papers at the Hargrett Library at the University of Georgia. Her papers are collected there, and there are just stacks and stacks of unpublished autobiographical reminiscences. And when I fell upon that, I just had to winnow out so much good stuff and pull the spine of the story from all of that, but it's quite remarkable. So most of what is in here has not been published.
Clearly a labor of love.
Absolutely.